Chicago. Did you not get the memo? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to Bulls on Tap. I am your boy Buzz, and I'm joined by my guy, as always, here on Bulls on Tap, Bulls Scripted, a.k.a. Keith France. We are here after a 122-112 loss in the opening preseason game to the Milwaukee Bucks, but a lot of silver linings. Keith, my man, how do you feel after your first Bulls game of the year is finally under your belt?
I'm feeling like Daniel Gafford's definitely going to be the steal of this draft from the second round. That's what I'm initially feeling, and maybe that's overreaction. But I also am a little curious as to where and if he's going to fit into the rotation, or if we're going to see so much that in Lowry 4-5 that Gafford really doesn't crack the 8-9-10-man rotation, whatever Jimbo settles on.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing to bring up here. I haven't seen that he's going to get a lot of G League time, and I'll tell you that, I mean, I know it's a one-game sample size here, but he looked pretty decent in Summer League. Then coming in here, getting his first, play on the United Center floor in a game action, he looked good. I mean, he had 3 blocks, he had 12 points, 5 boards, he finished a +1 on the plus-minus. I mean, in 18 minutes, he shot 3 for 6. He played a hell of a game, and he was all over the place, trying to keep the ball alive. It just seems like the kid had a knack for being right by the cup when that ball was coming, too. Had a couple nice oops tonight. I liked what I saw out of Daniel Gafford a lot, and I wouldn't be upset if I saw him, if he cracked the rotation. He runs the floor. He's a hustle guy. He plays good defense for the most part, and I was really happy with that. Another thing I was happy with was Chris Dunn. Chris Dunn looked real good today. What were your thoughts on him?
I thought he played his role nicely. He finished the game with 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals. So already coming out with that defensive stuff. Whoa, I just saw Satoransky had 5 steals in the game.
I just saw that too. I didn't even realize.
He only played 22 minutes. That is intense. I thought Dunn played a pretty complete game. Obviously, it's a one-game sample size, but he had a couple finishes around the cup that were pretty difficult, and he looked pretty confident, so that was nice to see. If he's not going to, develop a three-point shot, at least he can get more consistent around the dish.
I agree with that. I mean, what I like to see out of Chris Dunn anyway is using his athleticism and his size to get to the rim and then kick the ball to open shooters. I mean, I think that's just a really positive thing in his game, and like I said, tonight he came out, and I mean, he had a real nice, in the second quarter, a real nice finish under the rim, went up and under. And he seemed more confident with the ball, was running the floor with purpose. And that's what I really like to see out of him. And again, I know it's preseason, but, Chris Dunn knows that he's playing for a spot. He's playing for a spot on this team, and he's trying to keep his starting gig. So, I think we're going to see probably the best version of Chris Dunn that we've seen in a Bulls uniform. Not that he's been terrible, because he hasn't been. I don't know what that whole stigma is about, but I don't think he's been terrible at all. I think he's been pretty decent here. I know he's dealt with some injuries and had a couple issues here and there, but I liked what I saw out of him. Another guy I want to get to is another core guy here, Zach LaVine. He looked pretty good today too, man. That deep ball. He shot 3 for 6 from three-point land, 16 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 5 for 13 from the floor, all coming in 22 minutes of play.
No, yeah, he had deuces wild. 22 minutes, 22 seconds played tonight. Zach is Zach. I mean, that's pretty much it at this point. His shot looks extremely fluid. If Jim has any validity to what he feels about Zach coming into the season, we should see more sustainable bursts from Zach, which maybe translate more to the defensive end and being able to focus more on that side of the ball. Some defensive blunders tonight, but overall there's really not much to complain about when it comes to Zach on the offensive end. He even seemed to be moving the ball a little bit quicker than usual. So, limited sample size, but I think we know what we're going to get out of Zach from him this season.
He had a almost poster dunk. I think it was the second quarter, and dude, I almost shit my pants. I thought he was gonna finish it for a minute. He got fouled on the attempt, but he jumped up, and I mean he went over three Milwaukee Buck defenders and almost got that ball down. It ended up bouncing off the back of the rim and just flying in the air. But man, maybe Jimbo wasn't lying when he told us that he thinks that Zach is even more athletic, as crazy as it sounds. Those are Jimbo's words, not mine. But he looked good. He looked good. He looked strong. He looked fast. Looked a lot smarter with the ball too. He's looking for his teammates a lot. One of his teammates that he seems to be getting very close with, Lauri Markkanen, played an all right game today. Went 5 for 12. 4 of those shots were from deep. He shot 4 for 8 from the 3-point line. A nice 50% there. 5 boards for Markkanen. 2 assists, 1 foul. Markkanen looked good. I just want to see him rebound a little bit better. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about even before Bulls on Tap was conceived. But I want to see him rebound and get his, you know, get in better position under the rim a little bit. He lost a couple battles to Rolo, and even Brook got him twice on a couple offensive rebounds on the Bucks side. So I want to see him do a little bit better in boxing out and whatnot. But other than that, I can't, like you said, you can't really complain about Zach. It's kind of hard to complain about Lowry too.
No, yeah, that's going to be kind of a key point here. If the Bulls are going to run Thad and Lowry 4 or 5 a lot, is how good are they going to be as a rebounding team? Obviously, the Bucks have two monsters who happen to be twins in the Lopez brothers down there, so that's kind of a tough task. And I think Jim might have rode that pairing a little too long, but with Gafford coming off the hyperextended elbow that he only drank a glass of milk to heal. Maybe keeping him away from those two bigger guys was strategic. But either way, Lowry does need to be a little more aggressive on the rebounding end. And we saw last year when he does that, the offense translates with that. So hopefully by the time we get to the regular season, he's in, 100% go mode and he's attacking the boards like a monster.
Yeah, I mean that's what we have to hope for. Let's just get into the last guy that I really wanted to get into his game, and that's someone who's becoming quite the fan favorite already here within Bulls Nation. And after his first preseason game was played, and that's Coby White. Coby White played pretty well today. I mean, his numbers might not reflect it from the shooting end of things. He shot 3 for 10. He did hit 1 3. He went 1 for 3 from 3-point land. Or was I looking at the wrong stat line? No, I was looking at the right stat line. He went 5 from 8 from the free throw, from the charity stripe. And then, other than that, he was all right. He had 12 points, 1 assist. He had 1 steal and 2 boards. Coby White was everywhere tonight. And what mostly impressed me from him was his on-ball defense. He had a couple instances where he drew 2 offensive fouls in the same quarter. And I was just really impressed by that. That jump shot, that middie that he's got with that little step back, that's going to start falling eventually. I mean, he creates such separation off his little step back jumper that he has. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then him in that 3-pointer, I know it didn't, he hit one of them, went 33% from behind the line, 1 for 3, but that's going to start falling too. And I think when those start falling, this kid might end up being I always thought that he was a good pick. I'm not upset about the pick. I never was. I was weary of it a little bit because I'm not a big UNC guy. But damn, man, I think if he can get those shots to start falling with the separation that he can make and the pace that he pushes, opposing teams need to watch out.
No, yeah, I think the one thing that we always knew that was going to translate immediately was his speed in transition. We got quite a few good looks at that tonight. Him just pushing the ball, and whether it relates in him creating for his teammates or himself, he's going to be really effective in transition. I do think, and we're probably going to beat this like a dead horse here for the beginning of the season until it, kind of develops a little bit. But I do think he is more of a shooting guard. The 1 3-pointer that he had did come off a very nice assist from Chris Dunn. And I do ultimately think that is a pairing we're going to see on the reserve unit, as Sato should get the nod as the starter once the season rolls around. But having Chris Dunn as the facilitator and letting Kobe ease into that kind of role and kind of learning in transition with the speed of the NBA. He did have a turnover tonight where, you could just tell it was a pass that he probably would have been able to make in college, but just not at this level. So I am really excited for Kobe. The defensive end, I have to fully agree with there. That was encouraging to see.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. Denzel, what did you think about his overall game tonight? He showed some flashes. He had a really good layup finish at the rim against a defender, and then he hit a couple threes in the first half, and then it kind of went downhill after that. Obviously, this was his first game action, I want to say, in 534 days. That's his last game action. That's how long ago it was. I think we know what we're going to get out of Denzel. A good spot-up shooter who can maybe kind of stay ahead of, when he's on defense, he could try to stay in front of the offensive player, but he brings you spot-up three-point shooting. Other than that, it's just Denzel to me. I don't know how you feel.
I feel like he should stick to catch and shoot three-pointers, transitional playmaking, and his goofy floater that actually is rather effective. But other than that, please stop driving the basketball. Please stop over dribbling, as Jim Boylan would say. Be a 0.5 man, move that bitch, and let's keep it rolling, because you're not Zach LaVine, Denzel. You're Valentine. You're not LaVine. Catch and shoot, floaters, transitional playmaking, and try to hold your own on fucking defense.
We gotta
Other than
make that
that,
a t-shirt for you, don't we?
maybe. I don't know. But Denzel's just got to, he's got to stay in his lane. If he stays in his lane, he can be a very important player for this team. If he's going to do extra, he's just going to annoy the crap out of every single Bulls fan, and it's not going to be fun.
I just want to let the record show and let Tony know real quick, or Nani, whoever's going to be, checking this out, which I'm sure a plethora of people are going to be checking this shit out, because this is going to be the best goddamn Bulls podcast on the internet, number one. But number two, if you guys are checking this out right now, we need to get Denzel, play a 0.5 and move that bitch. We need that on a t-shirt, and I want to wear that when we go to a game, because that was you're just
Just
never.
get Jim's head on the front like Harry Carey with quotes on the back that says, "Move that bitch."
Oh man, Saturday was badass. Shout out to everybody that listened to our episode. I know it dropped late on Saturday night, or at least Sunday morning. I think I posted it like 10:30 at night on Saturday, but we got a lot of good listens on that and a lot of good reviews for it. So thank you to everybody that checked that out. Move into a couple more players here before we break down the rest of the game. I want to get into Thad Young real quick. Thad looked okay. He shot 2 from 8. He attempted 3 three-pointers. He didn't hit any of them. He had 4 points, 3 assists, and 3 boards. A lot of hesitation from Thad from behind the line, like he didn't want to shoot. I'm pretty familiar with Thad's game. He used to let it fly, maybe with him being in the league a little bit, longer now, more, veteran presence behind him. He doesn't want to pull the trigger on that because he knows he's not as effective as he is, obviously, in the paint. But other than that, I can't complain too bad. Thad was he helped defensively quite a bit tonight, and he looked all right. And I'm excited to see if he's the one coming off our bench. I'm excited to see what he brings. He brought a steal tonight, a block tonight, and he actually finished +2 in the plus minus. So I was happy to see that. Actually, the only players that did finish plus in the plus minus, before I let you get into Thad here, Keith, was Gafford with +1, Thad with +2, Archie with +4, Makoko with +1, and Sato with +3. So only 5 players finished in the plus and plus minus. So, and every name that I just named off is a decent defensive player and is kind of known a little bit for their defense.
No, I mean, if you look at Thaddeus Young and you were expecting him to be this offensive threat, you got it wrong. Thad's the player that's going to do all the extra stuff that makes it easier for your Levines and your Markkanens to focus more so on offense. Overall, for the game, though, I think the plan that the Bulls took in was the right plan. They took 38 three-pointers. Last year, throughout the whole entire season, they only had 20 games in which they did that. So, in that regard, I think they took a step in the right direction. I think Thad's mainly going to stick to corner threes just because that's one of the most effective shots in the league, and that's something that he can do. He's not a top of the key guy. But he did, I think he had an off game offensively, but defensively, I really did like to see what he brought. That one block that he had in transition was really clean. But I'm not worried about Thad's offense. He's going to bring all the intangibles that you need to keep this thing on track.
Absolutely. So now that we're kind of like done breaking down the individual players that we're really interested in, there's one thing I don't know if you caught this during the game, man. How about Mokoka and Giannis's little brother? They were getting a little chippy out there on the court here today, but I like the way Mokoka played. He brings that who was everybody's favorite bull for a long time? David Nwaba.
Nwaba.
He
Wabba
bring
wabba.
Nwaba Waba. He brings that David Nwaba feel. You know what I mean? It just a hustle guy. That, for some reason, some people thought he was going to win us an NBA championship. But he was one of my favorite players of the game today was Mokoka, believe it or not, just because he was very chippy. Getting in there, trying to break up as many plays as he can, being physical. I don't know what you thought of his play, but I thought it was pretty cool. And I thought that him and the other Antetokounmpo brother, I butchered that. I can't say I've been drinking. But regardless, I thought they were getting a little chippier tonight, and I liked it. I liked seeing tough, gritty Bulls basketball.
I do like Mokoka's bulldog mentality. I thought his jumper looked better in summer league. Obviously, it was only one game tonight, so hopefully he can continue to improve on that. But I think if he can become an outside threat, that he is a potential NBA player that you could see on a 15-man roster here in the near future.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Anything else that you saw that you want to point out to the people?
No, I mean not really. I think it was a pretty straightforward game. Obviously, we lost. Kind of playing part of the Bucks B team, but if you watch the game, you realize that both teams were really playing the back end of their bench to close the game, and hell, the Bulls started fucking Felicio. So it's not like it was a super serious event, but just to see Bulls basketball for the first time in a while, and it's rawest form, I guess. That was was good to see, and I'm just glad that the season's here.
Speaking of Felicio, real quick, have you ever seen an NBA player besides Kwame Brown with more Butterfingers than Felicio?
No, and I loved how, like, in the first quarter, the pass that he caught, they referenced his goggles. Oh, he's
Dude.
going to see better this year. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, he looks big. They said that he's like 280 pounds or something like that, I think.
Yeah, and he was listed at 265 last year.
Yeah, I mean that he just looks big, and it looks like he's having trouble running up and down the floor. And those goggles aren't doing him any justice because he bobbled so many damn balls today, man. I couldn't take it, but I do give him an A plus for the goggles. I like people that wear goggles. Captain Kirk wore them for a little bit, so to close out his career, I just think they're cool and tough. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode of Bulls on Tap. I just want to remind everybody to go to ontapsportsnet.com for all your Chicago sports literature and podcasting needs. Be sure you're following at Bulls on Tap on Twitter. We're steadily growing because of you guys. Retweet the shit out of this episode once you're done listening to it. Let everybody know where you can find it, how you can listen to it, and who to interact with. I am Buzz. You follow me at Buzz on Tap on Twitter, and you can follow my dude Keith at Bull Scripted on Twitter. And we'll be back after the next preseason game, which is Wednesday.
Wednesday night, I
Yep,
believe.
Wednesday night against the Pelicans. We get Zion into town.
All right. It'll be interesting to see if he actually plays, but I'm looking forward to that review.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to do that. So, Keith, as for you, man, I'm heading out myself. Time to go edit this bad boy and go nine-nine, and then get ready for Wednesday and, watch more Bulls basketball.
All right. Sounds good, boss. Stay classy.
Later.
Chicago, my city, Chicago.